We're in Siman Tav Kuf Aleph. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Mavien Mehamech Nasan Shevashes HaYachid. You're allowed to bring in the wood which was gathered and enclosed in Rishes HaYachid. Afilu Haisim Mukefesh Olashem Dira. Even if the area that was surrounded not for living purposes. Uvavash Yeva Misgeres Siyav Tov Tchum Shabbos. As long as there's a fence to it. And it's within the Tum Shabbos. But if it's missing one of them, then it's Muksa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that we gave two reasons earlier for why you're not allowed to gather this wood, either because of Ma'amer, Gzeira, that you might come to gather the wood, or because of the Dechol. So according to those reasons, then this din applies to everyone, even according to the poskim that are Makel regarding Muksa. There are some who say that this halacha is more simple, that if it's missing one of these Tanaim, then you probably decided you weren't going to use it before Yom Tov, and therefore it's Muksa. And according to the opinion that's Matir Muksa, this would be Mutar also, but it's best to be Machmir, like those opinions that say there's an issue of the Dechol or Ma'amer. Siv Dalet, Ale Kanem, Ba'ale Defanim. If these types of branches, even if they are enclosed, since they can be blown away by the wind, they have the status of being blown away. The asurim, and they are prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah says that since it's something that can normally be blown away, you do not plan on having it enclosed, gathered from Erev Yontif, and therefore even if you find them gathered together, they are going to be muksa. The Mechaber continues, if you put a kli on top of them, a heavy kli on top of them from Erev Yom Tov, so then those are considered to be prepared, they're not muksa, because since you put something on them, you assume that they weren't going to get blown away, and therefore they were prepared beforehand, and even if they do get spread out, since on Erev Yom Tov you're preparing to use them, it is considered to be not muksa, and you could use them. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only according to the opinion that says that the iser is because of muksa. But according to the other opinion, that it's because of emur. So then the concern is that when you come to take them, if they're spread out, you might come to gather them, but if the kli was on top of them, then there's no longer a chashash. If you find them spread out, though, then they are usur because of emur. So that's a big nafkamina between the reason of muksa and the reason of ma'amer. Wood which falls off of a tree on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use for a fire. The Mishnah Berurah explains that since it was attached heading into Yom Tov, it's muksa. Also, if you use this branch that became detached on Yom Tov, we're afraid that you might come to break off branches in the future. And therefore, even according to those opinions that say that there's no problem with muksa on Yom Tov, still there is a concern that you might come to break a branch and it will be prohibited and you're not even allowed to move it. Forget about just using it for a fire. Kalim which broke off on Yom Tov, we cannot use them for a fire, because they are considered to be nolad, something which was created on Yom Tov, because beforehand it was a full kli, and now it's no longer a kli. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is only if they broke enough that they are no longer ra'i to be used for their original purpose. But if they can still be used for their original purpose, then that's not considered to be nolad. Not only are you not allowed to move it to use for a fire, but the Mishnah Berurah says even dropping it in its place for a fire is considered to be tiltal, and you are not allowed to use it for the fire whatsoever. The Mechaber continues, Aval masikim bekelim shleimim o bekelim shenishim rod yom. You're allowed to use full kelim in order to make a fire, and you're allowed to use kelim which broke from before Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah says the case must be, if you're using a full kli, it must be where you don't have enough wood for your food and you need food for Yom Tov, because otherwise that would be a violation of Baltashchis to destroy a full kli just to get a fire. The Ramah comments over here, Im hisik bekelim, if you did use full kelim in order to make a fire, asr l'hafach ba'esh l'achash hukub b'miksas, once it has lit the kli a little bit, you're not allowed to stoke the fire, da'az have shivri kli, because now, once they're in the fire, they become a broken kli, and you're not allowed to move them, unless you add a lot of prepared wood, which outweighs the muksa wood from the kli, which was complete, but now was broken since it's in the fire.